Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, Thomas Watson here at the Clay County Courthouse, the historic Clay County Courthouse. We'd like to welcome everyone in once again this morning to our regular meeting here at 9 o'clock on Thursday morning on the Clay County Corner on WVFB FM 101.5, Kids Country. And, of course, let everyone know that this program comes to you under the auspices of the Three Star Program and the Clay County Chamber, sponsored by numerous merchants all over Clay County in this area. And, of course, we'd like to thank all of them for their kind contributions that keep us on the air. And remind everyone that we'll be on again tonight at 6 o'clock for a rebroadcast, and also that these shows are, I think, they are recorded and streamed on the Vail Hall Horizon site. And let's see, I want to remind everyone right off the bat that we do have a big football game tomorrow night, that we get to travel down to Whitwell, Tennessee to play in the first round of the state playoffs, which is the first year in a few years, and hopefully we can have a happy trip back from Whitwell. We will keep you informed on that, and let's see, the tax man is supposed to be here in a minute. The tax assessor should be coming in here just in a few minutes. We get him started up, and then we've got Kevin Donaldson and Doug Young are coming in the last part of the show. They're going to talk to us about one thing I know about a new grant, and I think there's some new regulations that were good for us here in Salina on our downtown grant. I don't think, may not be still, but downtown is part of that program. And they'll be here to talk about it. And that they went to the governor's conference last week, and they'll have us some news about some of the things that the governor had to say. And also, a couple of announcements to make. I know the Vince Griffin over in Cookville is still looking for any of you would-be semi-pro football players that think you've still got a little bit left in you. He's still looking for some football players. And they've got a meeting over in Cookville on November the 4th at 5 p.m. at the Clarion Hotel if you're interested in being part of a semi-pro football team over in Cookville. But right now, let's take a little short break and get in a couple of messages from our sponsors. And hopefully, Mr. Smith will be here in just a few minutes. And if anyone at the community center is listening, peep in his door over and tell him he's supposed to be up here. But right now, let's take a little short break.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Mr. Smith just made it in. I think maybe he shifted gears on about halfway up here, getting on up here. He was on his way. I think he was in maybe taking care of some business and got tied up. He is Mr. Billy Smith, our local tax assessor, and I think all the assessment letters went out last week, I think. So we've got lots of happy people in Clay County, and you know, everybody loves to get their property tax thing. That is... really, I guess, the only time that taxes smack us in the face in Clay County, because, you know, we of course, we pay our sales tax and that kind of thing, but this one actually has got tax on it when it comes in. Before we talk to him a few minutes and let him explain some of the things about that again, and we'll talk about maybe some how much new assessment we got and that kind of thing. But first off, I got a little segment here I started doing a few weeks ago that I like to do. In addition to our little break where we do our birthdays and anniversaries, of course, we remind everyone of that if you'd like your name on this list, and I believe we've got about 9 names this morning that are going to be in the drawing for a birthday and anniversary track from the folks out at the Dairy Queen. We'll do that here a little bit later. We remind you, 243-5574. Speak slowly and clearly, because it is an answering machine, and we'll get you on there. I think I had one this morning that I listened to and couldn't get the first name, and I couldn't get a hold of Kenny Westmoreland to find out what the first name was, but got the last name, so... But other than that, everything's pretty good and ready to go. But things that happened today in history, this is something I thought was kind of interesting that happened on this day. And that was, as an old American history teacher, I taught about this for a number of years, and that was the Stamp Act, which England passed on the colonies in 1765, which helped lead up to us breaking away from them. And the Stamp Act was a tax. You had to buy a tax stamp to put on every legal document that you had, all your deeds, birth certificates, any kind of legal document. This new law said you had to pay a tax, put a stamp on it, pay a tax. So I thought that was kind of neat that it happened this day, the same day I've got the tax man up here. But looking on down through the years, in 1936, Mussolini and Hitler, from Italy and Germany, two of the members of the Axis, group that fought in World War II against the United States, Great Britain, and most of the rest of the world, they actually started calling themselves the Axis powers on this day. And in 1950, I know that this kind of re-echoes kind of some of the things that are going on in nations around the world today and ours. In 1950, two Puerto Rican nationalists broke into the White House and tried to assassinate President Harry Truman. And one of them was killed, and I think the other one spent most of the rest of his life in prison. And in 1952, we tested the first hydrogen bomb in the Marshall Islands. And in 1967, now we all know this one, Cool Hand Luke premiered I believe that was the chain gang movie, was it? In the prison camp. I think that's where the great line was, what we have here is a failure to communicate. I believe that came from that movie. And then looking back here, this is a neat one too. In 1938, Howard Hughes got the Spruce Goose to fly. If you're not familiar what the Spruce Goose was, he had this brilliant idea that he could build a plane out of wood and make it fly. And I think it did fly for about 14 minutes. So, and last night, World Series ended. Did you happen to watch the World Series or any of it?
No.
Houston Astros won. I kind of tend to be for the American League unless St. Louis or Cincinnati is playing. I used to kind of be for Atlanta, but they've kind of dropped out of everything. But the World Series ended last night with Houston winning their first World Series ever. So I think they said they had been in existence about 60-something years, and they finally made it to the top. And then along the same line of that, that reminded me back of the days when I was in high school, when Ted Williams used to come up to Dale Hollow Lake every spring and spend a little bit of time up at Cedar Hill Resort. Of course, if you know anything about baseball, you recognize the name Ted Williams. Probably, if not the greatest, very close to being the greatest baseball player that ever played. And he was a tremendous sportsman. And, of course, as soon as the news came out that they'd caught this smallmouth bass up there that weighed, I think about, 12 or 14 pounds or something, that that Mr. Hayes had caught, he started coming down here every year and spending time. He would come out to the schools and sometimes sign some folks and just try to be, kind of fit in with us for a week or two, that he would come up here and smallmouth fish in the spring. So I thought that's kind of neat. That kind of brought that back to mind. Well, Billy, good morning.
Good morning.
We'll finally let you join in here. Anything? I see you got your orange shirt on. Anything you want to talk about?
I'll just keep the orange stuff to ourselves.
It hasn't been a good year yet.
No, it's not.
But we can say, we used to be like Vanderbilt and say wait till next year. But yeah. I guess we may have started doing that. But we always have hope for the future, don't we?
True.
Let's see. The mayor just came in and handed me a flyer to remind everyone that the 21st annual Christmas Bazaar, it will be down at the Community Center on November the 10th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then along that same line, we got our event here at the courthouse coming up in December, and we'll get you some more information on that. If you'd like to take part in this, you can call 931-243-2161. Okay, now that we've got all this out of the way, we all got letters last week, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Did you get one?
I sure did.
Okay. And that letter was concerned with?
with a tax bill, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And I think, we had a little bit of, reported, about the tax raise, and a tax raise without raising the rate, I think what that one was.
Right.
And, you want to tell us a little bit about how this came about, how the rate was set this year?
Okay, Thomas, how the tax rate usually set by the commissioners, and first of all, every 5 years we go through a state reappraisal.
Now, you don't do that, do you?
No, the state of Tennessee does that. They come in and set, what land brings per acre, which we keep a log of, good sales, bad sales, and indecent sales, and what they try to do, they'll combine all them together and just come up with a fair market price per acre.
Do you have any idea of maybe what percentage, I'm sure you probably know this kind of an off-the-cuff question, the percentage of properties that increase in value between assessments?
Yeah, usually, Thomas, it's just different. Usually, this time probably 75 to 80%.
Had an increase in
increase,
value of their property.
Right.
And, I guess it's hard to get people to understand that if their property goes up in value, that it's worth more, and taxes are going to be a little bit more.
That is true. That is true.
But a lot of times, normally in the past, the county commissioners would offset this, wouldn't they?
Yes. For the last two reassessments we had, you know, which your tax rate went down to 290, then which they just left it at 310, which that brought about $250,000 extra dollars to the county.
So they really didn't change anything.
No.
The state changed what the tax base was.
Yeah, they changed the assessments, you know, which, you know, the way it works is, you know, usually you say if the county's worth $80 million and go through a reappraisal, you know, which everything goes up, you're talking about, you know, the county goes to $100 million. Okay, on that $100 million, to that 80 million that they say, you know, the county is worth, see, what they do, the $100 million will come back down to the $80 million because they can't bring the more extra money in. So what they do, that's when the, you know, your value went up, so the rate comes down like 290. So when the rate comes down, you know, which the county commissioners has got the option of, you know, leaving it the same or, you know, if they need extra money or, you know, do what the state certified letter says. You know.
We raise more tax money without raising the rate.
You're exactly right.
And I know we hear all the time folks about talk about, you know, if you raise the rate a half a penny or a penny or something, it brings in so many $1,000s.
Yeah, just like a penny, Mr. Watson, a penny will bring in like $12,165.
And our budget's quite a bit larger than that.
A lot more.
Do you know, and you remember now exactly what the county budget is? I don't.
Not right offhand. I mean, the county mayor's, you know, I really don't know.
And I know that a large percentage of our operating funds, the largest percent, they don't come from our property taxes, do they?
No.
Federal government,
federal and
state government.
Yeah, state, right.
Where all do we receive receipts from taxes in the state? Do you know some of the different things like we receive from even for services we don't offer here or products we don't sell or things like that?
No, I don't.
I know we receive a share of, I don't know. I know used to when we didn't have the liquor stores here,
right,
in Clay County.
Yeah.
That even in those days, we received a share of liquor sales from all over the state.
Right.
But now, what about our gasoline tax? I think it's based on, it's not based on what we take in.
No, that's the highway department. They usually cut that, you know, they give them the county on the, on the county, I don't think the county gets any, the highway department, I don't think.
No, they're kind of a separate entity.
They're separate, yeah, because they, you know, I don't
and
think
their
they
money
get
comes directly to them from
yes,
the state.
From the state,
and
right.
Of course, it's based on federal funds and
right.
Tax receipt from the
yeah.
Sale of petroleum products.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to take a little break here, and we'll be back just in a second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walking hush.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back. We've been talking to the tax assessor, Billy Smith, here this morning about the letters we all received last week. And I know this is those things usually go out in October. What's the cutoff date for paying your taxes without a penalty?
February the 28th.
February the 28th. So, and projections. Do you have any projections of maybe what the taxes are going to bring in this year yet from the property taxes?
Charlie Key pretty well.
He takes care of that.
I mean, only thing I do just to, the assessment on it, but
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about the property here in Clay County. Where you have the numbers, not of the, maybe the number of new constructions that have gone on in Clay County in the last year.
Thomas, I usually average around about every year of between 70 to 80,000 of new tax dollars, to the county. Which that's usually an average of about a million.
So we've got quite a bit of actually construction work going on here, I know years ago farms would change hands, and Farmer Jones would sell the grandkids would sell the old home place, and Grandpa, it was assessed for maybe $40,000 for the whole farm, all like 500 acres of it.
Right.
And some guy would come in and buy it and give them $500,000 for it. Well, then the fellow that bought it would take his time registering the deed.
We have a lot of that. We have a lot of that.
That does still...
Yes, still happens.
And if you're lucky, the guy that you bought it from doesn't die, and
that's true.
And somebody tries to claim it back.
I think Thomas, in the state, like in the state of Tennessee, I think that Tennessee's about the only one that does that, anymore. You can hold on to it for, forever, I guess. Other states, you have to, whenever you make the transaction, it's yours right then.
That's a little loophole that really needs closing.
Yeah, it does. It sure does.
Because I know you and I have both heard, and I know you know of folks that come down and that say, well, my husband bought this 20 years ago, and there's some guy trying to claim this now.
That's true.
And it just so happens he may have an original deed there, and somewhere along the line in those 20 years, the records of your transaction, which were just your records, have disappeared, and guess what?
That's right.
You've lost. Yeah. But I was wondering if that still went on. That cost Tennessee. It has cost Tennessee a bunch of money.
And, that and plus, like you said a while ago, what about the person, something deceased?
Right.
Here you've got a deed that you've had for 10 years.
And so many of our deeds were written by going from the third big 32-inch poplar at the corner of to a red oak tree so many lengths over here.
That's right.
Like 75 years ago.
Right.
And guess what? Them trees ain't there no more.
That's right.
But
I've had some of these old deeds, don't give a dimension nowhere, then it comes down to a bumper jack. Well, I don't know where that bumper jack's at. You get to reading these deeds there. It's really interesting.
And some of the old community names.
Yes. Right.
And like I said, was landmarks. The old joke about the fella comes up trying to find directions how to go somewhere. And the guy tells him, well, you go down here at this road where Joe Smith Barn burned 30 years ago and take a ride.
That's true. I've seen a lot of that. But these days, here in the last Judge, I've been the assessor now 17 years. In the last 10 years, it has really got better on, you know, people's surveys.
Right.
You know, that's really, it's really straightened our maps up a lot. And because, you know, an old boundary deed, that's just a boundary, you know, northeast,
right,
and west, you know, you just...
Well, I know now, I know that most of the financial people, they will not...
Right.
They'll not come up with the money until you get someone in there to survey and guarantee the number of acreage that they are loaning you money to.
That's true. That is true.
That, you know, that is one big change.
That's one big change. You know, and it really helps. It really helps me, and it, you know, it makes everything, you know, on the maps look right, you know.
Yeah. But I know, of course, with, you know, things like our subdivisions that were started out in the counties, I know like the one over across the river that I live in, Kyle
Hyde. Right.
I know that they brought in a surveyor, and he surveyed it out, and everything is marked and plotted. And I think, too, probably, I've got a feeling that these financial institutions will probably require a registered deed as part of their paperwork.
I see. You're exactly right.
And so that's something that we'll probably pass on by here in a few years. But we can both remember when you had to go get Uncle John to come out and walk the boundary line with you.
Yes.
I'm sure you've done a few of those.
Yes.
Of course, he was the only one left alive that knew where the property line
right.
was. And,
that's true.
And, of course, sometimes his memory wasn't real good. And you know, the folks are kind of strange about that. If you try to take 2 inches of their property...
And they will let you know about it.
They'll let you know about it.
I promise you, they'll let you know about it.
Okay, now, this year you said February the 28th, and I do notice that we still do have some tax sales in Clay County.
Yeah.
Well, what's the procedure on that exactly?
Well, it usually works, Thomas, you know, it's the clerk master, you know, usually it goes by 2 to 3 years, the clerk master, you know... You know, it's a
right.
sale, you know. But, you know, Clay County has been real lucky. We're real lucky. We might have out of the whole county maybe 1 or 2%. But many counties can't say that.
Yeah.
You know, we're very, very, very slim.
And a lot of times, of course, the delinquent taxes are from folks that have passed away, that
big
type thing, or from abandoned property.
Right.
I know we did have, I don't know if we still have any or not, but at one time there was some... abandoned property out on the Red Oak Ridge.
Right.
That's pretty valuable real estate.
Nice, you know, that's nice. That's a nice area up there.
And, you know, that was part of the old Dale Hall of Shores thing.
Yeah.
And folks came. I mean, they brought folks in from all over the United States and bought property there. And, of course, made a lot of promises that they couldn't, fulfill. And those folks, a lot of them just kind of forgot about it. And that was back in, the late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
And most of those folks have passed away.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you have some of their descendants coming in now trying to help them find where Grandpa or Daddy Bob
right.
is
you know,
out there. At
least 5 or 6 times a year, you know, I'll have somebody, I'll have to take them out there and show them. In a neighborhood,
yeah.
Because really, you know, because you really don't know, you know.
And I know they had plots drawn out at one time,
right.
And I'm sure those are still on file somewhere.
Yes,
sir.
Sure.
But how many? I don't know where you even know that. How many of those like subdivisions do we have in Clay County that have been platted out? Do you know?
Well, you're talking about just like Dale Hall of Shores.
Yeah, and the ones I thought were down Mill Creek down in. I think there was some down there, wasn't there? And,
yeah, then you're talking
Kyle Heights.
Kyle Heights, you're probably talking, see, you said you're probably talking about 30 subdivisions, you know, like Swan Ridge is a
right.
is a real big one. And, yeah, just different, you know, different. You're talking about 30 of them.
That has officially changed hands, hasn't it?
Yes, it sure has.
What about Mitchell Creek? Has that one ever made it through yet?
No, it ain't made it through yet, you know, which they have to go through the Corps and do all of that, you know, the processing through it, you know, for them to approve them.
Yeah. So I didn't know where that one was or
yeah,
not.
It's not. You know, it's not come through my office yet.
Now, I know if you come and drive into Slime Down, you hit the county line, you don't see the Swan Ridge sign there
no,
anymore.
No, they took it down.
They probably got a new name for it now.
Right.
So hopefully we'll get a bunch of people coming in there and building, or they'll build some stuff up there.
Well, you know, in the last, just the last week and a half, they've already had about 15 sales.
So
you know, as soon as they took it over, you know, they've already sold about 15 months.
They were, I know, our honest Abe folks are they're nationwide, but not real broad nationwide. Yeah. But apparently this much, if you look at check up on them on the website, they've got property all over the United States.
All over the United States.
Well, have we got anything else we need to talk about this morning for a few minutes?
Well, that's about all I know.
That's not a good statement. And of course, I know you're looking forward now. The next property is 4 years off, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, so you don't have to worry about that for a while.
True, because it makes it rough. I mean, when assessments go up, it just.
I can remember back. I don't know how old I was. I was probably in my 20s somewhere where they came in and flew all over Clay County.
Yeah.
And took pictures and came in and drew the maps out. I guess that's probably the first time that had ever been done.
Right.
That was a major assessment job.
Yeah, that was in the, that's when our map started, was in the 1970s. Like you say, it's when they started it.
I think sometime in the mid-60s when we got pictures of all over the county.
Yeah, right.
Well, Billy, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
Well, I really enjoyed it.
And I was hoping when I got you in this year, we could talk about UT on their way to a national championship, but...
That's sad news.
Now we're hoping we can get by Vanderbilt, aren't
That's
we?
That's right.
Had a little run of bad luck up in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Of course, I know that made all the folks over there feel better when they finally won one after decades.
Yeah, two times in 32 years?
Yeah, I think so. But, some folks don't have as much to celebrate as we do.
That's right.
It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
With that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back with a minute. And in a minute with some more folks. I saw Kevin Dawson just came in, so we got some stuff to talk about there. Billy, thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you a lot.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. We've moved Mr. Kevin Dawson into the hot seat. I'd like to thank Mr. Billy Smith for coming up this morning. It's always a pleasure having him here. He is a pretty good interview. We could have got off on dirt track racing a little bit, but we didn't do that this morning. Sometimes we do that. I know he tries to get around and watch a few dirt track races in the summertime, which I used to do quite a bit, but I've kind of got out of the habit of doing it. But I know he and Charlie Key, our trustee, I think they take off every weekend or so and travel around somewhere or another to do that. But I guess we need to take care of a little business when I first come back. That is to go through the names of those that have called in for our birthday and anniversary club. And we've got, I believe I said about 9 this morning, and looking through the list, and one of those, now, Kenny Westmoreland called in with a Meadows, and he cut off the first name. So I guess if we draw that one out, we'll have to get the correct name on that, but that is the Meadows person that Kenny called in from the friends and folks over at Beach Bethany. And he also called in Chris Keene, who is celebrating a birthday on the 30th, and Gail Thompson, who celebrated a birthday on the 30th. And looking on down through the list, and of course I haven't got these in chronological order necessarily this morning, but Grant Strong celebrated a birthday on the 1st, and his grandpa Jerry Fox called that one in for him to wish him a happy birthday. And then also on the 1st, I think that is Kevin Cooksey celebrated the 16th birthday. This is called in by family and friends. Happy birthday to them. And also Jennifer Scott on the 1st of November. And then Barbara Hale called in for family, friends, and cousins of Dolores Likens, who celebrated her 80th birthday on the 1st day of November. And Janine Brown on the 30th celebrated a birthday. We'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And also, Emma Walker. And I think Emma's birthday was yesterday, I believe. And that's called in by friends and family, both all the Walker family, the Strong family, and all of her friends. I'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And then also, Miss Robbie Dow celebrated. Do you remember what day Miss Robbie's birthday was on? I don't think they told me.
Boy, you put me on the spot here, and I can't respond to that. It's either been in the last couple of days or it's going to be the next couple of days. Sorry, Aunt Robbie.
I'm not sure on that one either, but that was a quick call. I thought it might have been her son calling it in, but he would have talked longer. But with those are our birthday and anniversary celebrants this week, and we'll draw out a winner here in a minute. And I thought it was kind of interesting that also celebrating a birthday on this day were two presidents. Warren G. Harding was one of them, and the other one was from Tennessee, James K. Polk. Today is his birthday, so those are historical birthdays today. Okay, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here, Tom.
Most time you're sitting over here, aren't you?
Well, usually,
you want
to
trade seats with me?
I believe I like this one better.
Well, what have we got to talk about going on over at the chamber right now?
I guess the biggest thing, Thomas, that we have not talked about recently is the fact that the Governor's Conference on Economic and Community Development was last week, and Dr. Doug Young, who's the director of the 3-Star Program, and myself, and County Mayor all attended that in Gatlinburg. That's usually held in the Nashville area, but I think the state was trying to help Gatlinburg out maybe with, you know, after the tragic fires that swept through the area this year. But it was a good conference. Dr. Young was first to arrive. I was a little bit late due to a new arrival in the family. And Mayor Reagan drove up and made it on the last day, which was Friday. But it was a really, really good event. My first one, that the Governor's Conference is something that one of those hoops and things that you have to jump through, you have to go to remain 3-star certified. So that's the reason we always have a presence up there. But it's also a great opportunity to hear some really good speakers. I missed the morning session on Thursday, unfortunately, but was able to get there for the afternoon. And this year, and I don't know if this is something they do every year, because obviously the governor's there. The governor hosted a group discussion with our two U.S. senators, which was really informative. Senator Lamar Alexander and Senator Bob Corker joined Governor Haslam on the stage for, I guess, the better part of an hour. That was not only informational but entertaining as well.
Well, did you can you think of anything that really stood out, maybe that they did discuss during that maybe caught you by surprise? Or
well, of course, I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't say there was a joke or two about Senator Corker's recent controversy with President Trump, but that they made their way through that. They were just talking about, of course, you know, we can go all the way back in economic development with those three to when Senator Alexander was Governor Alexander. And he talked about things, you know, the way economic development was done 30, 35 years ago, and they kind of walked it up through history. But, you know, Tennessee has made incredible strides in economic development, education, a variety of things through the years. We're really one of the top places in the country in a variety of things now, and certainly one of the most fast rising.
Well, I know when I was became technology coordinator a number of years ago that we became one of the cutting edge in the area of technology and communication with the internet and that type of thing. And
right.
I know a lot of that is due to the farsightedness of the folks at the Twin Lakes Telephone Company.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
I know there was a program that came down where you could go with some of these big new programs they were talking about, and our phone company decided they would forego some of those things, some of those to-the-home data type things, the new things that were new then, and they used their grant money to put fiber on their poles here in Clay County. This
right.
was like in 1990. That they went throughout all of their network, and they had what they called dark fiber, which there really wasn't anything at the time they put it up necessarily to go on both ends of it. And they connected all of our counties, and also they dropped a pair of dark fibers in front of every government office, every school in their entire territory. So when the ability to connect up with things like the program we had with all of our counties, you know, the Exceed program, the backbone was there. That's why we were able to do things like that. And of course, right now communication is one of our big things here in Clay County.
Well, that's an enormous factor in today's world, whether it be personal or business or whatever. And technology was discussed quite a bit at the governor's conference as well. Along with, I guess the thing that maybe, at least in that session between those three of our statewide leaders that came out, was really how big a presence Tennessee has in the automotive industry. And that goes all the way back to then Governor Alexander. I think I'm recalling that there are upwards of 1,000 automotive suppliers or companies in the state of Tennessee now, several hundred anyway. And, of course, Saturn's a big player in that, but a lot of other folks. So, you know, when you get one industry in a state, you have to have other industries to supply that one. So it's just a mushroom type effect.
And we do have one of those satellite industries here in Salina.
Absolutely. We've had an automotive presence here for a long time.
Long, long time. And I think it's kind of reinvigorated now. I think they have
new ownership.
New ownership.
What we think, going all the way back to the old days, was Crotty, then it was Trimtech, is now Tennessee Manufacturing. And my understanding is they're expanding with some new lines, and I know there's a lot more cars in the parking lot down there than there was not too long ago.
And talking about parking lots, I know most of us have driven by the parking lot in the area down at Smyrna. I mean, it's tremendous.
Well, that's beyond description, almost. It truly is. But the automotive industry is a big thing for us. But the state has just made so many strides. I was looking back through this information here, and if I can find that real quickly, just say, of course, folks are going to tout what's happened since they've been in office, but this is impressive. Governor Haslam took office in 2011. more than 378,000 new private sector jobs have been created in the state of Tennessee. Of course, we know there's some, the bigger places are just really knocking the top out of it. Nashville has mushroomed into one of the biggest cities in the country, you know, and folks just pouring in there. 85 or 100 new folks a day are moving into Nashville.
And I know with our communication, I know that most of these big companies, you know, have a stipulation that their suppliers are within a certain time distance from where the central factory is located. And of course that has harmed us in some ways, but with our communications, we're kind of knocking some of those barriers down, aren't we?
Well, yeah, and you raise a fact there, and I don't have these numbers in front of me, but I think I can get pretty close with them. During the past 5 years, I think, or something like that, 90% of the new jobs that have been created in Tennessee are within like 10 miles of the interstate. So proximity is a big thing, and if you look at the monthly unemployment statistics, you will see that most of the lowest counties in the state, and everybody's low right now, it's incredible how low the jobless rate has gone, and maybe we can talk about that. Touches I-65.
Yeah.
I-65 is the hot corridor right now. You'll see one scattered out if you look at it on a map of other places, but most of the top 10 lowest counties for jobless rate has I-65 running through it, or it's a county that touches a county that has I-65 running through it.
You know, and I think we've talked about this before with our road commissioner, is that this change of traffic getting to I-65, that a lot of the big truckers, that traffic has increased here again because they don't want to drive on down to Lebanon and go through Nashville to get on I-65, that they're taking the old route and coming through Salina and Tompkinsville.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't have to go that long route now if they don't want to. And the more roads improve, not only in Tennessee but in neighboring Kentucky, the more that changes.
Yes, and I know improvements to our two-lane highways and making them a little bit safer sometimes have nearly as much impact as a four-lane.
Oh, it can, no doubt about it.
And, of course, hopefully within the next 5 years, we'll have a four-lane connection to Interstate 40 with the connection, the nice connection in Overton County.
Yeah, I don't know how close they are on that four-lane expansion going out of to the top of the hill there at Allen's, but that's only going to leave, I don't know, 5 miles maybe that's not four-lane already, but that's a big help. The four-lane here in Clay has helped tremendously, and that four-lane over there is going to help just as well.
Yeah. Okay, you were mentioning a minute ago about our employment rate.
Well, the latest numbers, of course, everything kind of runs a month behind. Latest figures are for September, and Clay County is down to 3.6% unemployment rate. That was a fairly significant drop from the month before, August of this year, and a very significant drop from the previous year. We were up over 6% this time last year, and we're down to, 3.6, a little bit over 3.5, and we are now. And I say now, I believe this is the first month that's happened. We actually have a lower unemployment rate in Clay County than the national average.
Okay, with that, let's take a little short break and hold your thought, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about the unemployment rate here in Clay County. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back. We've still got a few minutes left today we've got a whole lot of stuff we need to cover, so let's take a little short break, and we'll get back here just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk-in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, back here with Mr. Kevin Donaldson over at the Chamber. We were talking about the unemployment rate. Kevin, do you remember what maybe in the neighborhood of what our highest unemployment rate was here at that one time?
Thomas, I looked at all that information not too many months ago, so I'm working out of memory and don't have it in front of me, but... you know, when following NAFTA and the change of the garment industry, a lot of things went south on us. Our annual rate for 1 year, and I forget if that was 96 or 97, now this is the annual rate, was about 28% unemployment, which meant that that was the annual rate, which meant that there were some months during that time that it was over 30%, no doubt. And, of course, some months where it trickled back down, too. One thing that I did notice also in looking at those numbers from way back when was the difference in the amount of folks that we have in the labor force. Right now, excuse me, for example, the latest numbers show that we have 3,080 people in the labor force. The workforce here in Clay County, with only 110 people drawing unemployment. Now, I don't know if all those numbers are right, but they're relative in their correctness to other counties around us is all I know to say. But let's just round that off. Let's say we got 3,000 folks in the workforce now, 3,100. I look back at some of those old numbers. In the 90s, we had over 4,000 people in the workforce. Well, now, we've not lost 1,000 people in population since then. We're trickling down a little bit, but it's not dramatic. A couple of hundred, maybe 300. We'll know more after the 2020 census. But we have had 1,000 people drop out of the labor market, obviously by folks retiring. Some of that has happened. And by the fact that there's, you know, really not enough work or opportunities to keep all of our young folks at home, too. But that's a significant thing that's changed. We've lost, I guess you'd can look at that and say we've lost roughly 25% of our labor force over that 20-year period, roughly.
According to census, do you know how many folks we lost in the county in the last census? I know we did lose a few.
We lost some. If I'm not mistaken, we were one of only five or six counties in the state that did lose population in the 2010 census. Now, the Census Bureau comes out with estimates each year, too. Past that, we won't know officially what it is until 2020, but we're trickling down. We're just a little. It's not a, you know, we're not bleeding badly, but we're bleeding a little bit, and that's something we need to help turn around. That's a big factor. We lose money as a result of
right.
that.
And of course, I do know that we are attracting some new folks moving in here now. We've quite a few of them, retirees. And, we're having some folks move in that have children. I know because they're, some of our classes at the education facilities here are getting a few more students in each grade now, seems like. So we look like we are on an upswing. And, of course, I know the chamber and all the folks around, the mayor and everyone, we're continually out trying to recruit folks to come into Clay County. I know we've got some new things. And, of course, We realize that we're never going to get that place where 300 people come in and clock in every morning anymore, because unless some freak of nature happens, that's not going to happen to our model camp.
Probably not realistic. We're just simply being located as far away from the interstate as we are. Although, as we've talked about, roads are improving.
Right.
And there's still the possibility. Bigger employers are flocking to bigger places. Thomas, one thing in one of the workshops that I went to that was interesting, one of the sessions we had, they said in larger places, not only are counties or cities recruiting businesses and industry to come in, they're recruiting workforce to be able to fill those jobs. Something that's going on in Clay County, Tennessee, and all across the nation is there are more open jobs nationwide. Saw an article about this not too long ago than in the history of our country.
I believe I heard the other morning maybe there's 600,000.
I don't remember the number, but there are more jobs and opportunities than there are people to fill them.
I believe there were right now 600,000 unfilled quality positions available for employment right now in the country.
I would not doubt that, and I can tell you there are a lot of folks in Clay County looking for workers right now, too.
And I know, too, because that's something. How did the job fair go?
The jobs fair was organized in a short period of time by Tony Schianti, who works with American Job Center in Cookeville. I thought it went really, really well. I wasn't able to be there for all of it because we had some other meetings going on. Had a lot of employers there looking for jobs. Folks, there are jobs out there.
Some quality jobs. Within a short distance of where we live.
Absolutely. And one thing that was encouraging to see years ago, we had, I don't know how many, but a few dozen high school seniors come through the jobs fair as well. So they got their first look at possibility of jobs in Clay County.
Yeah, we need to get them trained in some field and get them back here, don't we?
Absolutely.
And I know, Kevin, I think we're going to be running out of time here in a few minutes. If you were just off the top of your head without thinking, I know it'd be hard for you not to do. Give me a number between 1 and 9.
I was going to ask you how many numbers. Well, I'll just go with 7.
Okay. Number 7 is Gail Thompson.
Congratulations, Gail.
And, Gail, you can come out to the chamber, and Kevin will have a certificate there for you, and we will give you a great big old birthday and anniversary cake from the folks out at the Salina Dairy Queen. And, of course, they make this possible each week. And the number to call is 243-5574. And I guess on that note, we may be about to run out of time. I haven't had buzzed in my ear yet that we're done, but sometimes they have to tell me to get off. we get to talking. And Kevin, I know we were talking about industry, and I know our president now, he talks about, you know, American made, make America great. And, you know, I guess, especially in the automotive industry, it's hard to separate foreign and domestic anymore in the automotive industry.
Yeah, and I don't know how much we as consumers really even do that much anymore. We've become so used to what we used to think of as Asian companies building automobiles and European as far as that goes too, well, they're building them here now, and that was a big goal is to get some of the, that was actually mentioned in one of those roundtable discussions the other day. You know, American governors and trade representatives went to Asia and said, hey, we're buying these cars from you, just come over here and make them, which created jobs.
And save that transportation.
Absolutely.
And I know, Kevin, if you notice a lot of the commercials the last little bit, especially the Toyota folks and, of course, the folks here in Tennessee down in Smyrna, that they're empty. You know, Kentucky is that these trucks are made in Kentucky.
Absolutely.
These are Kentucky trucks.
Absolutely.
And they're pushing the fact. I don't know. Maybe they should have changed their name to something else when they got over here.
Well, it seems like it's working either way, doesn't it?
It is. But like I said, you know, even our so-called American-made cars, so many of those are made from parts that may be manufactured in another place and assembled in the United States. Okay, I just got the word in my ear. It's time we get off of here, I guess.
Well, thanks for having me.
And it's been a pleasure having you here. And once again, we thank everyone for listening to us this morning. And I guess it is time to shut the barn door. And May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, hopefully the same time next week here on WVFB-FM 101.5. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.